But first to this big attack on, it would seem, the international computer systems and technology systems around the world that you would have just heard details about on the news. Commenting on today's attacks, I noticed that Senator Ben Sasse, S-A-S-S-E, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee in the US, says this is big. Around the world, doctors and nurses are scrambling to treat patients without their digital records or prescription dosages. Ambulances are being rerouted and millions of people's data is potentially exposed. Cybersecurity isn't a hypothetical problem. Today shows it can be life or death. We'll likely look back at this as a watershed moment. Well, now, will we? Let's check in. I'm delighted to welcome Peter Marks, who's got up early for us on Saturday Extra. He's breakfast's technology commentator. Thank you so much, Peter.
Oh, my pleasure, Geraldine. I'm used to getting up.
We're willing to impose a guest of the year on you right now.
So, great honour.
It's said to be, from because we're all scrambling for information, that there's a piece of malware called WeCry, WannaCry, or WannaDecryptor that's been tracked in these large-scale attacks. What do we know about this?
Okay, well, it looks like it's WannaCry ransomware. Now, these names typically come from some part of the code, so it's often their, you know, strange names that the programmers have used. So this one's called WannaCryptor or WCry. This is actually a new strain of a type that appeared first in March. Now, it spreads using an exploit in Windows, Microsoft Windows, called Eternal Blue. And this exploit was discovered by the US NSA, and it was released
by National Security Agency.
Yes, National Security Agency. So it was a weaponized piece of software that's being used by the US intelligence services that was released by the Shadow Brokers hacking group. Now, this actual exploit, this ransomware, spreads on older versions of Microsoft Windows. So it affects Microsoft Windows XP through to Windows Server 2012. So happily, if you're running the latest versions of Windows, or if you're running these older ones and your software is up to date, then you're not at risk of receiving this this patch. Now, Microsoft, this is an exploit. Microsoft has released a patch, MS-17-101. So as I said, if you're up to date, you're not going to be affected.
But you're pretty sure that we, like, there's no indication yet, definitely, that we are affected here in Australia, but you don't think there's any doubt about that?
I think it's a sure bet that we will be affected. So it's affecting sites with lots of older computers connected together in a network. So it's things like hospitals, telcos, banks, we already know have been affected. I imagine it may affect education and, you know, other large sites, perhaps industrial sites that run large networks of computers. Now, Windows XP is not supported by Microsoft anymore. It hasn't been for some years. But a lot of sites have just said, nah, everything's working fine. We'll just keep running the same old machines, the same old software. And clearly, this is a problem when this sort of thing comes up. The spread is extraordinary. Kaspersky last night was saying 45,000 computers have been infected. Said it's in 99 countries. So there's a lot of people who are running old versions of Windows, and maybe that's because they're running Windows because it's cheaper, and so they don't even want to pay for upgrades. It's in many countries. It looks like UK, Spain, Taiwan, France, Japan. I think it's just the time zone that has made us not realise until now. Disproportionately, though, it's Russia that has been hit the hardest, which tends to suggest it's not a state operative behind it. It's just someone trying to get money through the ransomware.
Well, except that the NPR, National Public Radio, you know, our equivalent has put out quite an interesting overview, and they claim that the Shadow Brokers Group, which is suspected of having ties to Russia, and that they actually posted Windows hacking tools last month. Does that surprise you?
No, they did. So what they did was they had accessed a whole large tranche of tools used by the NSA, and they released those tools. They released a gigabyte of the NSA's weaponized software.
And we gather, that the NSA reported that there'd been a break-in or something last August?
Well, Shadow Brokers reported it for them,
I guess,
by actually dumping that tranche. Now, One NSA agent has been arrested for basic, not because he has any links to shadow brokers, but he'd been taking home these tools. So he'd been taking them back to his house, and it's possible that he was hacked. So, yes, it may be that the development of cyber weapons by government has actually led to this weapon, of course, getting out into the general world. And, you know, one could argue that if you develop a weapon, then eventually someone's going to use that weapon. And that looks like it's what's happened here.
So what should you do if you have got an old system and you can't afford to upgrade?
Well, look, at first, you know, the first thing is, if you are running older Windows, as I said, XP through to Server 2012, the first thing to do is to apply any software updates. The software update's been out for about 2 months, so there's really no excuse. I have to say, it is difficult for large sites such as hospitals to just apply software updates because they may break their existing software. So often they defer that and do some testing. But in general, I think it's a bad idea for any large site to run just one kind of computer, particularly an older computer that hasn't been updated. A more healthy ecosystem is to run lots of different kinds of computers. If you do have a computer on your network, now I should explain that once it gets into your network, it spreads from machine to machine using the file sharing system.
So even
Windows.
If you have up, so just to correct, if you have upgraded, you could still be affected, or no?
No. If you are upgraded, then you're fine.
Right.
If you are on a network with computers that haven't been upgraded, if one of them has got it, I'm afraid it's probably already too late. What people are doing is they're unplugging the network cables from computers. One thing that you can do, if you haven't upgraded, Microsoft has issued an advisory saying you can disable Windows file sharing, and that may protect you. Of course, the most important thing is to back up all of the computers and test that the backups actually work. Now, this is a ransomware attack. They're asking for money. They're asking for $300 in Bitcoin. And in some cases, there was a hospital in January in Los Angeles that actually paid the ransom, $17,000. It was better for them to pay it than to take the cost of losing all of that data. So, unfortunately, I mean, this is a terrible story, but sometimes paying the ransom may be the only way out.
Oh, that's dreadful. Yes, it says that if you want to decrypt all your files, you'll need to pay. You've got 3 days to submit. After that,
yep,
the price will be doubled. And after 7 days, the files will be lost permanently.
Yeah, and I mean, so far in the history of ransomware, we know sometimes paying does work, but in other times we've had other hackers have come in and replaced the payment details, the Bitcoin address to pay, so that they get paid and you never get your data back. So it's not a sure bet. I guess you could try one of them. I hate to advise something like that. $300 is, I guess you would have to say, a reasonable amount of money given they've got over you. But of course, no one should be in that position.
No. Okay, Peter. That's a very... Do you think it's a turning point? I mean, these sorts of things, you know, here we are. We've changed our rundown to make sure that we've got talking about it. Maybe it will alert people to the need for change.
I guess so. I mean, I think this is not the first time. We've seen larger attacks than this. Remember Stuxnet?
Sure.
Quite a long time ago. That was a weapon that was targeted against the Iranian nuclear facilities that got out into the wild. There have been large attacks. I think because this has hit hospitals, I mean, basically it is sounding like there may be deaths as a result of this. Yes, I think we should take it seriously. Look, you know, if you're looking for someone to blame, I guess it's sites need to spend the investment to keep their computers up to date. Microsoft has done the right thing in that they have end-of-life Windows XP, but perhaps they needed to do more and actually stop it from working and not respond to customers who said, oh, no, give us another few years. You know, these older operating systems are not as secure as the modern ones, and everyone needs to update.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Geraldine.
So there's a little warning or a call to arms or whatever it is, anything to submitting to that type of intimidation.